Adil Audet. Written by Verity. Read by SBL. Fandom. The scum villain self-saving system.
Sha Hua Ling hated Liu Mingyan, which was almost as good as loving her. Sometimes she laid in bed at night and thought about the hate, and it pressed warmly against her ribs, suffusing her. Liu Mingyan had perfect port de bras and perfect turnout and perfect extension. Watching her in class felt like digging fingers into a bruise. Sometimes Xia Hualing did that at night, just to check, working her thumb against her knees or into the meat of her big toes. She'd always wanted to have a rival. The Liu family didn't need to parade their wealth when they had not one, but two children on stage to do it for them. And the elder, a boy, too! Xia Hualing's own parents could have easily paid the social maintenance fee, but they heaped all of their indulgences and expectations on Xia Hualing instead. Even as a child, she knew she was spoiled. She could have the best of the best of the best, as long as she was the best. And that came easily to her until she set foot in Zengqiong. Then Xia Hualing had to work for it. In the third act of Swan Lake, the white swan, Odette, is impersonated by the black swan, Odile, at a ball held for Prince Siegfried, who is lured by Odile into a pas de deux. Odette is graceful and fluid, and Odile is sprightly and bold. She is bewitching, enchanting. In most productions, they are played by the same dancer. Xia Hualing watched the Bolshoi's ballet Swan Lake over and over the year that she was 10. Xia Hualing's parents had season tickets to the National Ballet, then had them before Xia Hualing ever made her demanding and delightful entry into their lives. Liu Qingge had joined the central troupe a few years after Xia Hualing was deemed old enough to sit through a performance without interruption. Even his ballon felt forceful, not effortful, but powerful, as if he willed each moment aloft into being. Watching him left Xia Hualing restless in class the next day. She wanted that energy for herself, a hot fire to match Liu Qingge's cool one. For a while, Xia Hualing thought the only thing Liu Mingyan shared with her brother was the same technical perfection. Liu Qingge fought, and Liu Mingyan floated. Her arms never flagged as she held them overhead for her fouetté. Her legs parted in a perfect split at the midpoint of her grand jeté, as if they'd been designed to move that way. Nothing of their grueling hours in the studio showed. Sometimes, as Xia Hualing watched Liu Mingyan in her warm-ups, leg extended along the bar, hips square, she thought about what it would be like if Liu Mingyan's parents had stopped at one perfect child, one perfect danseur. Liu Mingyan had a different sort of expectation to rise to. Shen Laoshi wasn't Xia Hualing's favorite teacher the way he was Luo Bingke's. No one was anyone's favorite teacher the way Shen Laoshi was Luo Bingke's. Xia Hualing liked him well enough, though. Shen Laoshi was kind, precise, and expected the best of every level 4 student, so they all worked themselves to death while thanking him for the privilege. One morning, he sat down on the stool at the front of the class and looked at Xia Hualing with enough intent that she paused in taking her shoes out of her bag.
"I'd like to see you as Adele one day,"
Shen Yuan said to Xia Hualing.
"Mingyan as Odette. I think you'd be perfect for it. What do you think?"
"Not traditional," Liu Mingyan said as she continued to hack away at the sole of a new shoe with controlled violence. Beside her, Ning Yingying was darning the toe box of one on its way out. Xia Hualing never blushed, but her chest was warm with pride, and something else too. The heady flame of recognition of being seen as a foil.
I love those productions, Shen Laoshi.
Shen Laoshi sighed.
Me too.
As in any co-ed class, there were more girls than boys in level 4, advanced foundation. Xia Huoling hated having to wait her turn. Shen Laoshi usually paired her with Luo Bingke, who was competent if moon-eyed. They worked well together. Luo Bingke lifted her over and over without complaint. Like Xia Huoling, he wanted to perform in the National Ballet, maybe even in the Central Troupe. They could do this for real together someday. Ballet was all about pairs, matched sets. The Grand Pas de Deux as centerpiece. Xia Huoling stretched at the bar while Yang Yixuan lifted Liu Mingyan and Ming Fan spun Ning Yingying watching in the mirror. The perfect carriage of Liu Mingyan's arms as she rose. What would they look like turned down the wings of a swan? Black and white swans, another duo, but not a duet. Once, Xia Huoling asked Luo Bingke if he had any secret talented siblings.
I'm an only child, he reassured her.
I read somewhere that only children tend not to get along, she said. Because we're all selfish little brats who never learn to get interested in other people. But let's try to be friends, Bing Mei.
Xia Huoling wasn't really thinking of Luo Bingke when she said that. She was the selfish little brat, self-interested, self-absorbed. She knew this well about herself. Oh, she was good enough at making casual friends. Funny and easy, but all her love and drive were saved for dance. Her passion and exhilaration and frustration. Xia Huoling had never really been interested in anyone before she met Liu Mingyan. Liu Mingyan made Xia Huoling exhilarated, made her frustrated. Sweating through fouetté, as if Liu Mingyan's were imitable. Only Liu Mingyan's flawlessness made Xia Huoling assess her own deficiencies. She looked at Liu Mingyan's arched feet, en relevé, and thought about her own flat ones. Jealousy made Xia Huoling work harder. It made her love the work.
You're early,
Liu Mingyan said when she spotted Xia Huoling outside the building, getting a smoke in before rehearsals for the summer gala started for the day. Xia Huoling and Liu Mingyan were rehearsing separately. Xia Huoling had been paired with Yang Yixuan, who played Basilio to her Kitri last season. Now they were performing the Ruby Pas de Deux from Balanchine's Jewels. Liu Mingyan had a solo piece, something artsy. The summer gala's theme was red velvet. They were all wearing red. Red was a slash across Xia Huoling's mouth now, a smear on the filter of her cigarette. Red was the ribbon trailing out of Liu Mingyan's bag, like a wisp of hair escaping from a bun. The hint of disarray thrilled Xia Huoling like a hit of nicotine, igniting the familiar yearning in her to see all this perfection undone. To see in Liu Mingyan not only a rival, but... Xia Huoling tapped her ash onto the sidewalk.
It's Mei Mei who's late, she said, smiling with a hate that was a little like love.
The end.